This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report says Colorado has some of the lowest quality highways in the country. The libertarian-leaning Reason Foundation found pavement conditions are especially bad on interstates, but the foundation's Baruch Feigenbaum says billions in new state spending could turn that around.
If they're doing what they say they're doing and spending those resources on pavement quality, I would expect that in future reports we're going to see some better numbers.
The report ranked Colorado 47th in the nation for rural interstate conditions and 40th for urban interstate conditions. A new project aims to reduce gun violence in Colorado. The University of Colorado School of Medicine is starting a firearm injury prevention initiative. Gun experts will serve as community and national resources. Dr. Emmy Betts is leading the effort. She says the public health approach is
grounded in understanding trends, identifying at-risk populations, and then identifying what works to prevent injuries and deaths in those populations.
Between 2016 and 2020, 75% of firearm deaths were suicides and 20% were homicides. A Colorado U.S. representative is calling for prison reform at the nation's only supermax facility in southern Colorado. CPR's Haley Sanchez explains.
Democrat Brittany Pedersen recently visited the Federal Correctional Complex in Florence. She then told the Federal Bureau of Prisons that the facility is understaffed and unsustainable. Pedersen says the working conditions are dangerous. The Bureau began offering extra hiring incentives earlier this month. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.